Chapter 28. Tag woke up scratching. He was itching all over. Still with his eyes half closed, he wiggled a paw in his ear and spat out something that was wandering over his lip. Nimbala was sitting by the fire cooking breakfast, his fur plastered wetly against him. He watched the otter scratching madly and shrugged apologetically.
Sorry, mate. It was dark. How could I tell I'd picked a campsite right in the middle of a blooming ant trail? Pond's over there.
Tag tore past him and did a bounding dive into the still waters of a small lake, ignoring Nimbalo's shout of,
"Wouldn't mind a perch or a fat old trout for breakfast, mate."
Swimming powerfully, Tag crossed and recrossed the waters, and then he sped back to the lake's centre and dived. It felt so good that he frisked about like an otter babe, performing underwater somersaults and chasing his rudder playfully. Nimbalo left off cooking to gaze on the unbroken sheet of lake surface, muttering to himself as he waited for his friend to surface.
"Come on, you old river dog. This scuff'll be cold even you stay down there all day."
Breaking the surface on the far side of the lake, Tag leaped out, shaking himself, then bent down and was lost to sight. Nimbalo snorted impatiently, shouting as he went back to cooking.
"What's going on over there, matey? Found more ants to play with?"
Tag came bounding back with his tunic slung over one shoulder. He spilled the contents out in front of Nimbalo.
"Look, button mushrooms and cress. I found them growing over there. Anything nice to eat? I'm starving."
Nimbalo served the food, chuckling.
"Ha ha, pancakes and honey and pear cordial, but don't tell the ants."
Tag smiled ruefully at the thought of the insects.
"You little puddin'head, fancy picking a camp in an ant run."
Nimbalo shuddered and wriggled.
"Oh, I really earned me title during the night, mate. I must have slayed about 200 ants every time I rolled over."
The cress was sweet and fresh, and the mushrooms had a wonderful nutty flavour. They finished breakfast by eating as many as they could. After breaking camp, the two friends headed into the woodlands, still following the vermin tracks. It was a golden morning, with vagrant breezes chasing small fluffy clouds across a soft blue sky. A vague excitement was stirring in Tag's mind. He did not recognise the country, yet it felt friendly. He stopped for a moment and leaned against an ancient hornbeam.
"Nimbalo, have you ever had the feeling that you know a place, yet you haven't been there before? I mean..."
The harvest mouse nodded confidently.
"I know what you mean, Tag, though 'tis hard to explain. I used to make a rhyme about it when I was roving the flatlands. Listen. There's many the patch that I ain't trod, nor ever been before there, and yet it seems as close to me as some old court I've wore, sir. Some streams and rivers, rocks and fields that I have come upon, sir, I'm seeing them for my first time, yet I knows every one there. Now, was I here 10 seasons back? Did I sit neath that tree there? And if I pass this way again, then will I meet myself, sir?"
The harvest mouse has saved a few mushrooms. He tossed one up and caught it deftly in his mouth.
"You see what I mean?"
He tossed another mushroom up.